This is the United States of Anxiety. I'm Kai Wright, and in this season, gender, power, and the midterm elections.
This is the pattern, obviously, of the alleged assaulters and abusers that the White House has defended.
The idea that I could want anything different than the white middle-class life that I was aimed towards never even occurred to me. This was what I wanted until I didn't.
We need more women not to question their abilities and just jump in and do it because they know they can and we know they can.
This is no regular election. And not just because of Donald Trump. I mean, yes, he is gasoline on a fire. But this election has come to be about a lot more than his presidency. It's become a moment in which we are finally calling the question on who our democracy serves, on whether white men still have a singular claim to real power in American politics.
For people who have jammed our lines and made it difficult for us to meet our constituent needs, it would be nice for you to back off.
Women of all races are defining this election as candidates, as organizers, as voters. But what's all that going to mean after the election? What if Democrats ride this wave of activism and take over Congress? Will that change anything about the fact that power, real political power, is so concentrated in the hands of men? We're exploring that question as we march toward Election Day. We're going to look back at history.
I've always believed that women could be organized for just about anything.
We're going to talk a lot about race.
Being both black and female, I had to go into the black churches and understand that this was not something they wanted to talk about.
And we're going to look at how women are rebuilding the actual structures of power.
Well, everything about the Senate was organized around men. First of all, every podium, when you go to speak on the floor, was built for some guy who was 5'10" or 6'2".
The fact is, the structures were built by and for certain people, and women weren't around the table when those structures were built.
You know, it's not great to be devalued on some level, and I think for women, you know, we face that a lot all the time.
And I was asked a lot of times, do people view you as too weak? Are you strong enough? I said, if I worried about all those kind of things, I'd never get anything done.
There is an election coming, and we're going to try to make sense of it here on the United States of Anxiety. Not just who's up and who's down, but why and how and what's it all really mean. So come along. We'll be here through Election Day. Subscribe, download, tell your friends. The first episode drops September 18th.